Members of a small tribe in Arizona are marking the renaming of a popular campground in Grand Canyon National Park as Havasupai Gardens. The Havasupai tribe had lobbied the federal government for years to change the name from Indian Garden. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names granted approval in November. Tribal members trekked down a portion of the Bright Angel Trail last week for a blessing and dedication ceremony. It was an emotional homecoming for participants, and for the federal government, it was a reckoning of sorts nearly a century after it forced the last of the Havasupai people from the land. Indigenous tourism gains traction in the U.S. but faces headwinds. Tribes in California, Maine, and South Dakota are building travel enterprises with the backing of governments and major operators. But will anyone come? The new Native California website, the Indigenous Red Market, highlights more than 600 Native American businesses, cultural sites, and events across the state. And South Dakota has the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance, highlighting rich displays of natural and cultural must-sees. But in an era where inflation and gas prices are up, it remains to be seen how tourists will invest their dollars this summer. Getting to states by flying using an airline in Alaska has just gotten a lot more visibility. Alaska Airlines' most famous Boeing 737-800 has created a vibrantly blue design by Alaska Native artist Krista Worrell, and it was revealed after weeks of repainting. The upgraded fleet will serve as a tribute to Zakquani, meaning salmon people in the Alaskan Tlingit language. Alaska Airlines has consistently maintained a deep-rooted bond with its namesake state. It is the second salmon-themed design on the aircraft, meant to honor Alaska's indigenous communities and their enduring connection to the fish. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.